三部分，十年树木，百年树人。
43. Should family schooling exist? A group of people have opened a controversial institute in Shanghai that is modeled on the education system of ancient Chinese family schooling to teach children. The full-time school, Meng Mu Tang, has 12 students between 4 and 10 years old. About 80% of the curriculum involves self-study and the recitation of Chinese classics such as Confucius and Mencius. Also mixed in are some English works by Shakespeare. Parents of the students are happy with the schooling. According to the spokesman of the institute, Meng Mu Tang aims to educate children in a way that will embrace the renaissance of traditional Chinese culture. He says the current education system doesn't attach importance to traditional culture, and this is not good for the nation's understanding of life. But the Shanghai education authorities have ordered the private school to stop operations immediately. Officials say that the institute's curriculum doesn't comply with state education law, and they doubt whether it provides children with a solid education. What do you think? Do you accept family schooling as an alternative education apart from the formal school system? 45. College entrance exams. In many countries, such as France, Greece, and Japan, it is often more difficult for students to pass the college entrance exams than to do the coursework when they are actually in college. And students who don't have much money are at a disadvantage. Students prepare for these tests for years in advance. Often, students attend a private school at night to get ready for them. These private schools are usually expensive. If their families don't have much money, students can't attend, and they might not pass the entrance exams without this extra preparation. In contrast, students can easily get into American or Canadian colleges, at least more easily than in other countries. American students take an entrance exam called the SAT, the Scholastic Aptitude Test. However, colleges do not consider only SAT scores. They also consider a student's grades and activities throughout high school. A student who has done well in high school will probably get into college. What happens when a student finally enters a college or university? Students in China, Korea, or Japan might find their college studies easier than high school work. On the other hand, when American or Canadian students begin college, many of them discover that they need to work very hard and study seriously for the first time in their lives, especially if they plan to go to graduate school. 47. Cambridge University. Where is the university? Is a question many visitors to Cambridge ask, but no one could point it to them in any one direction because there is no campus. The university consists of 31 self-governing colleges. It has lecture halls, libraries, laboratories, museums, and offices throughout the city. Individual colleges choose their own students, who have to meet the minimum entrance requirements set by the university. Undergraduates usually live and study in their colleges where they are taught in very small groups. Lectures and laboratory and practical work are organized by the university and held in university buildings. There are over 10,000 undergraduates and 3,500 postgraduates. About 40% of them are women, and some 8% from overseas. As well as teaching, research is of major importance. Since the beginning of the 20th century, more than 60 university members have won Nobel Prizes. The university has a huge number of buildings for teaching and research. It has more than 60 specialist subject libraries, as well as the university library, which, as a copyright library, is entitled to a copy of every book published in Britain. Examinations are set and degrees are awarded by the university. It allowed women to take the university exam in 1881, but it was not until 1948 that they were awarded degrees. 49. Continuing education classes. Ideas about education are changing in the United States. Education today is not just a high school diploma or a college degree. Many adults are not interested in going to college. They are interested in other kinds of learning. For them, learning does not end with a diploma. Continuing education gives these adults the opportunity to increase their knowledge about their own field or to learn about a new field. It also gives them a chance to improve their old skills or to learn new ones. Scientists, mechanics, and barbers can take classes to improve their work skills. If they know more or learn more, they can get a better job or earn more money. Continuing education classes give more adults the chances to learn new skills. There is usually a large variety of classes to choose from: typing, foreign cooking, photography, auto repair, furniture repair, or swimming. These are only some of the classes available. Some adults take classes for fun or because the class will be useful for them. Other adults take continuing education classes to improve their own lives because they want to feel better about themselves. Almost any community college or public school system has a continuing education program. These are classes in schools, community buildings, or churches. Most classes are in the evening, so working people can attend. The classes are usually small and they are inexpensive. 51. Never too old to learn. I have just received a letter from my old school informing me that my former headmaster, Mr. Stuart Page, will be retiring next week. Pupils of the school, old and new, will be sending him a present to mark the occasion. All those who have contributed towards the gift will sign their names in a large album which will be sent to the headmaster's home. We shall all remember Mr. Page for his patience and understanding and for the kindly encouragement he gave us when we went so unwillingly to school. A great many former pupils will be attending a farewell dinner in his honor next Thursday. It is a curious coincidence that the day before his retirement, Mr. Page will have been teaching for a total of 40 years. After he has retired, he will devote himself to gardening. For him, this will be an entirely new hobby. But this does not matter, for, as he has often remarked, one is never too old to learn. 53. How to improve your memory. Perhaps you've had experiences of forgetting. Most people have. What's worse, most people have resigned themselves to a life of forgetting. They're unaware of a simple but important fact: memory can be improved. If you'll just accept that fact, this will show you how. First, relax. If you're over-anxious about remembering something, you'll forget it. And avoid being negative. If you keep telling yourself that your memory is bad, your mind will come to believe it and you won't remember things. When you forget something, don't follow up with a remark like, "Gee, I need to have my brain rewired." Jokes like this are negative and will have a negative effect on you and your memory. But relaxing isn't enough. To improve your memory, you'll need to take an active role. Like your body, your memory can be strengthened through exercise. Look for opportunities to exercise your memory. If you aren't actively aware of things, you won't remember them. So go through your day being actively aware. Don't just put your keys down. If you want to find them again, make a mental picture of the place where you're putting them. 55. Improving reading speed. Most people can increase their reading speed if they try. Here are some suggestions that may help you increase yours. In the first place, be sure that you are reading only with your eyes, not with your lips, tongues, and throat. You slow yourself down when you read aloud. Just put your finger on your lips to make sure that you are not moving them as you read. In the second place, learn to read by word groups rather than by single words. Look for the important words. They are usually nouns and verbs. Suppose you are reading this sentence. The two black horses raced neck and neck down the road toward the lake. If you read by word groups, you might read it this way. The two black horses, / raced neck and neck, / down the road, / towards the lake. As you read this sentence, your eyes picked out the important words, horses, raced, lake. The less important words fell into place around them. 57. Aesop's Fables. Aesop was a Greek who lived around 550 BC. We call the stories he wrote fables, as every story has a moral. Aesop's fables have been translated into many languages and are known all over the world. Not only have the fables themselves lived for nearly 1,500 years, but expressions from them have entered the various languages. One fable, for instance, is about a farmer who was driving his cart along a country road. The cart got stuck in the mud, but the farmer made no effort to get it out. Instead, he began to pray to the gods for help. The god Hercules finally appeared and told the man to get busy and push it. "Put your shoulder to the wheel," Hercules advised. The moral of this story is clear. We must not rely on others for help. Another saying which has come from this fable is, "God helps those who help themselves." 59. Let the children play. Play is the principal business of childhood. And more in recent years, research has shown the great importance of play in the development of a human being. From earliest infancy, every child needs the opportunity and the right material for play. And the main tools of play are toys. Their main function is to suggest, encourage, and assist play. To succeed in this, they must be good toys, which children will play with often and will come back to again and again. Therefore, it is important to choose suitable toys for different stages of a child's development. In recent years, research on infant development has shown the standard a child is likely to reach within the range of his inherited abilities is largely determined in the first 3 years of his life. So, a baby's ability to profit from the right play materials should not be underestimated. A baby who is encouraged and stimulated, talked to and shown things and played with, has the best chance of growing up successfully.